Feel incredible!
It's not a cartoon! It's anime!
He's dead. If you're watching the live stream, Rengoku's dead. I got a Rengoku sweater on. He's dead. Welcome to another episode of Animation Squad. Is back three quarters. Rob,
yes,
Ice,
sir.
Myself, yep. No hoe ass, bitch ass, Brennan here.
Brennan. So since he gone, I'm gonna just go ahead and get it off. You are listening to or watching or both or all of that shit to the greatest fucking anime podcast in the entire world. Fuck Tanjiro.
Oh my god.
So you know
he can't wheel that back now.
Ice will shoot himself in the head on the hill before he ever detours from his point. So if you were in the group chat, he was having a back and forth. It's funny because it bled into fucking the movie night that I had.
Oh really?
Somebody was like, yeah, man, he keeps saying something about Tanjiro. I was just like, bro, like,
somebody said that in the movie.
I forgot who it was. It might have been who was arguing. I forgot. But I was just like, I said, why are you arguing with Ice?
You listen to the show.
I was like again, I'm not gonna argue with this guy.
We're not gonna go into detail about it. But a little thing that I said before we started, out of all the shit that's not been agreed with that I've said in these years, nothing has gotten me more hate than fucking talking about Tanjiro. And now we're talking about Hunter today. Even me saying Hunter was overrated did not get the level of hate that I'm getting right now because of Tanjiro. And I just want y'all to know this, and it's been, you know, anybody that's watched this show for any extended period of time knows that I'm not a troll. Like, I don't do this because I want, like, likes or I want to get some fame or something like that. Like, I genuinely believe on this.
You're not courting the controversy?
Yeah, I'm not doing this like, what can I stir up today? Because this has been, if you look at it, it's been a long gap between this and Hunter. I think that was, like, my last crazy take that people went hard on me. I mean, outside of One Piece. But, yeah, like,
I'd say that's true.
Yeah, so it's not like, what's headline can I make today?
Hey, at the end of the day, in the words of one of the greatest, most diabolical characters on the planet, George Costanza, it's not a lie if you believe it.
That's
so
true.
If you believe what you believe, it doesn't matter what anybody says.
Everybody's got opinions.
At the end of the day, even to Ice's point, even the hunter, like, I can see how somebody can say Hunter is overrated. I can see that. I think the Tanjiro points that you were shooting in the text is why people are battling more of anything, not necessarily saying he's not the best protagonist. Because he's not the best protagonist. I wouldn't say he's the best protagonist out there, but, you know.
Yeah.
All right. So follow us on, join that Patreon, baby. Patreon.com/animation. Join us, man. We just had a nice little movie night. We did the last episode of Demon Slayer. I called it a movie morning, 30-minute little thing. We had little talks afterwards. I'm probably going to continue with these movie mornings until Demon Slayer is over with.
Oh, nice.
People are hyped about it. They're asking about your Van Helsing.
I was just about to see.
Yeah.
Helsing's coming back. Alucard, I can't mess out on my guy. We coming back this weekend strong. Two episodes, doubleheader. We two episodes from here on out. Had a little hiatus because of stuff I talked about in the last episode, but we back. Movie night, Helsing, we doing it this weekend. Let's get it.
Yeah, yay. So, yes, join us for those particular moments. We have a lot of fun doing that stuff, man. We got polls in there, too. Rob and Ice be throwing out some good polls. They get to vote on and stuff like that. And as you can see, if you get the Patreon, you get to see us visually out here in these streets.
Yeah, hop in the live chat, power up with us.
Power up with us, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you get a chance to see us and talk to us in person. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of, we might do some extracurricular stuff later on, too.
Anime Versus coming this week. We got a new one. Since y'all on the Patreon, since y'all live right now on the Patreon, y'all getting an exclusive of what the fight is. So y'all can get y'all keyboards and defenses ready. It's a swordsman battle. We got Akame from Akame Got Kill going against none other than Tanjiro. So that's what we got. The battle.
There's no reason. What's the reason we're having this battle for?
The battle.
And we already
of the
know how it's going to end. We already know how you feel.
The battle of the sword. I'm putting it up for the people. I'm posting on the Patreon. People say they piece. It's a poll. You can pick who you think gonna win, and then we get
and
active
is
in
this,
the comments.
Is this? But how are you doing this? Is this manga Tanjiro or is this anime Tanjiro?
Full Max Tanjiro. Max Tanjiro versus Max
I gotta
Max
watch
these last
four episodes of Akame before I can make any type of decision like that, because I know
that's a fair point too.
She's been a beast out here. So we're as this week, you know, we're doing on here. Rob, we got some anime news, don't we?
Oh yeah, yeah. I got some anime news this time.
Yeah,
got some anime news this week. Let me scroll up to the top of my document here. We got Call of Duty Warzone teams up with Attack on Titan for some new skins. At the start of the year, Warzone players were able to use a new cosmetic skin for one of the operators, Daniel Yatsu, which makes him look like a realistic version of Attack on Titan's Captain Levi. Other than the skin, the new DLC also included some custom weapons, such as a Titan Slaying sword as a melee weapon, some rifles used on Attack on Titan, and some other weapon stickers and cosmetics. From what I've read, the reception of the DLC has been lukewarm. People were kind of frustrated you could really only use the game's character on like one person, that Levi skin on the one character. And some thought the realistic look of the character kind of made it look a little funny.
I saw it. I wasn't impressed.
There was some more news about this game on the way, though. As a reliable leaker, this guy named Nani Coast has found some evidence that there's another skin on its way to the game, the skin of Reiner's Armored Titan. There's some hope that given the nature of how the Titans work, the skin won't be restricted to any one character. It might look a little bit better since, you know, it isn't supposed to look like a photorealistic person. Activision hasn't confirmed the DLC yet, but they've had a lot going on, like getting purchased by Microsoft and dodging workplace lawsuits. But that's another story entirely.
Microsoft Activision.
Yeah.
Well, what's that we just got bought today? Sony bought Bungie.
Bungie, which is weird.
Halo on PlayStation 5?
But I don't think Bungie still does Halo exclusively, do they?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
It's always been exclusive to Xbox.
That'll be
wild. So Xbox is... Are they going to split it so they're going to go on both probably?
That's a great
question.
Might.
What I think would be the best move for Sony is to be like, hey, keep Call of Duty at Microsoft. Y'all better keep Call of Duty multi-platform,
sure,
and we let y'all keep Halo. But if y'all make Call of Duty exclusive to play to Xbox, then we gonna make fucking Halo multi-platform.
Yeah.
Man, that'd be crazy. Mm-hmm. So I know, Ice, you kind of said it looked a little funny to you, but I mean, Keenan, I know you got to look at it too. What did you think of the Levi skin? Do you think it looks cool? Do you think it works? Or does it look like, you know, kind of the goofiness of the live action anime adaptations?
Yeah, it's. I think it didn't hit like it was supposed to.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I think it didn't. Some of these things like this could be a hit or miss. And... When it's a miss, bro, it misses hard. And
dude looks old. He looks old.
Yeah. What the fuck?
He looks like a 40 or 50 year old dude in like an emo band.
He looked like his name is Jeff.
Like he shops at Hot Topic. You know, his name is Jeff.
His name is Jeff.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the look. We'll see if, you know, maybe the Armored Titan, you know, looks a little bit better. I think that could be cooler because it's not supposed to, like, look like a person, you know, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a weird look overall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, what other anime characters or skins would you want to see pop up in other video games and, like, DLC? What would you want to see out there?
I would much rather see the character versus the skin. Honestly, even though they don't have the best character design, I think, like, a fighting game with Yu Yu Hakusho characters, I think, would be dope.
Oh, yeah.
Just because they get active, and I would like to see them fight. And not no weird ass Jump Force type of anime graphics.
Yeah, they kind of all have like their one weapon too, so that'd be like an easy like fighter game. Like give Kurama the Rose Whip or whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Kubar can have his like Spirit Sword. Yada yada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about you, Keenan?
I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm necessarily, because I've seen other games that have skins like this. I've seen people do like, you know, I think I've seen somebody do like a mod of probably like a Dragon Ball before, Dragon Ball Z, and I think it was for GTA, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? No, I didn't know that.
I've
seen it, yeah.
Yeah. And it was cool. It was fun for like a while. I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. And after a while, I was like, I don't care anymore about this.
Yeah. It's very flash panning.
Yeah, it's very like, once I see it, I'm like, this is cool. Then after like 10 minutes of this, I'm like, all right, just I can play the game regular.
You
game.
See that dude that made a fucking first person shooter of killing Pokemon?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with that guy?
I don't understand like what the point
just
of that is.
Smoking out Pikachu and fucking Cubone.
Yeah, just like unloading.
He's killing.
He made a first person shooter mod and then all of the like NPC characters were Pokemon.
Oh, so he's just killing them.
Yeah, just like walking through the woods, like shooting Pikachu in the head. Yeah. And it's like, I don't even get like what the point of it is other than to just shoot Pokemon.
And Pokemon never did something heinous to where it's like, you want to make something to kill them. Like, y'all talking about this Gabby person, like, whoever that is like, somebody probably will make a mod so they can kill
make
her.
Make a mod of Gabby. Make a mod of Gabby today so we can fucking just go ham.
Yeah.
I don't even got an Xbox or a PlayStation 5. I would buy this shit for that.
Just for that?
Yeah.
I'd love to see somebody mod out, and this is a game that's been coming up just in conversations a lot recently among us, is Ghost of Tsushima. I'd love to see somebody mod that out with like some Demon Slayer stuff.
That's dope.
Especially because you can switch, like, as you play the game, you get different stances.
Yeah.
You could switch it up from like water style to fire breathing style. That'd like you hard. Could switch it up would be kind of dope.
I want to shout out Jonathan Hicks, aka Johnny Too Hottie, I think is his name on Instagram. He made a great point. He was like, which even made me go buy Ghost of Tsushima. He was talking about Ghost of Tsushima. Demon Slayer, the video game, would work best if it was in like the Ghost of Tsushima type of world. And I was like, let me check it out. And then I watched the trailer for Ghost of Tsushima, and I was like, what the fuck? Like a gameplay trailer. And I'm like, crazy. Yo, this is actual gameplay.
Yeah.
And I immediately went and bought it from the PlayStation 5. And I was like, this is amazing.
I've been playing that. I've been addicted for like months. I got to
buy a PlayStation 5 because I got my son one for Christmas and I was playing his. And I was like, fuck. Now I got to go get me one because this game is dope as
isn't
shit.
Is the price still up there?
$4.99. Yeah. Or for the disc, for the digital, is $3.99.
But I mean, that's what you. I feel like that's the right price though, right? I thought online was still higher. I thought it was like $700.
Well, what they're doing now is you can't really outright buy the system by itself, so they're doing bundles, and the bundles are like $750, where they give you an extra controller, some GameStop gift cards, and then or a PlayStation gift card, and then like a game.
Yeah.
But those bundles are like $750. They haven't really dropped PlayStation 5 solo since I got my son's, and that was like around Black Friday.
That's one of those gifts for now I don't want to buy myself, so I'll be like, babe, birthday.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
Line it up.
All right. So our next story, Jujutsu Kaisen movie releases English subtitle trailer and U.S. and Canada release date. The English subtitle trailer for Jujutsu Kaisen Zero has finally been released, as has the date for the release, like I just mentioned, which is going to be March 18th. Sorry to European countries. The date is still coming soon for them.
Too bad.
The movie will be released in 1,500 theaters in North America and will be available in IMAX as well, with tickets going on sale February 25th. The movie has been absolutely kicking ass in Japan. It's earned over 9 billion yen, which is over $81 million, and is still in the number one movie spot in Japan after 5 weeks. It still has Dolby and 4D releases set for Japan, so those numbers could just keep going up.
Just imagine being a filmmaker in Japan right now. You putting all your blood, sweat, and tears into like a live-action movie just to get smoked out by a fucking anime movie.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, over there, it's probably a different thing than it is over. Well, I guess our anime style is more like Disney style.
That's like getting beat out by fucking Hercules or something. I guess
that could have came with a
plenty
newer,
of movies did.
Yeah.
I mean, I should have said a newer movie than that, but like Toy Story or fucking Encanto, is that how you say it?
Those movies do.
Toy Story blew a bunch of movies.
They do numbers. And it's like, I think they would expect you to lose it at because you have children. Whether this is like you have children and grown-ups want to go see the Demon Slayers and the Jujutsu Kaisen. It's like, I don't care to bring a child to this. I can go see this by myself.
It's like funny, like a movie studio, like, hold on, wait. Encanto dropping that Friday? Nah, I'm good. Let's go.
Anything Disney.
If it was Disney, Encanto, or especially Pixar, like, I wouldn't feel all that bad. But if my movie got beat out by the Minion prequel, Lil Gru, I would.
If it's a DreamWorks Universal animated movie,
Sing 2.
Sing 2.
I'm hanging it up if I get my movie beat by Sing 2.
The first Sing was good. Good, man.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Fun.
This trailer for this next one is
you know
awful.
I was living with Keon, all his sons would just watch that. And I was just like,
that makes sense. Yeah.
I was just like, this is a good fucking movie, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So the movie Jujutsu Kaisen Zero, it's on pace to outsell the most recent Evangelion movie, which made $88 million. Mm. And it has cracked top 50 all-time movie earners in Japan ever, beating out movies like Star Wars Episode III, Revenge of the Sith. It's now made more than in Japan. It's also the number 49 moneymaker on Box Office Mojo's list of movies released in 2021, beating out movies like Candyman and The Forever Purge.
And that's not even... is that just Japan or is that worldwide?
That's, I believe, worldwide.
Yeah, that's not even being released in the U.S. and it's done that.
Yes.
That's pretty crazy.
That's crazy.
I mean, I think we're all going to go see the movie. And I know we've kind of been like a little bit all over the place as far as our excitement. Do you think this has the potential to beat Demon Slayer, at least here in America, where it made $49.5 million? And what about worldwide? And just for the record, Demon Slayer made $454 million worldwide and was the highest grossing movie of 2020.
And it made how much here?
It made $49.5 million. Made so like I 50 guess mil.
It's gonna, I think,
my question would be like, is the reception of Demon Slayer versus the first season of Jujutsu Kaisen similar, or is one better than the other?
Honestly, a lot of the people that I talk to prefer Jujutsu Kaisen, and I think we even we had it in our
consensus.
In our poll. We did in the Patreon, so check that out.
Yeah.
In one of our polls, we had like, what was your most anticipated, anime project coming out this year? And Jujutsu Kaisen was by far the number one.
Yeah.
Like, and Demon Slayer season two was like, it was up there, but it wasn't number one.
I could see then the movie possibly surpassing
outside of the Toto and Itadori fight. What's some memorable moments from Jujutsu Kaisen? I'm not trying to be an asshole. I just can't like.
No, I'm with you. I don't really remember very many specific.
I mean, when Itadori is the.
Yuji.
I'm saying. I mean, I don't know. I ain't gonna say the names, but like, I know when they fought the rose person, whatever that was.
Yeah,
that's the Toto fight.
That's the Toto fight.
Yeah.
What about the part when
the special?
Is it okay if we spoil?
Spoilers coming up for Jujutsu Kaisen season one.
The main character kills himself. I remember that part.
That was crazy. And even Gojo's fight against the lava dude was nuts.
Yeah, when he put him in his domain.
I still watch that. Yeah. I still watch that on YouTube.
When the special curse pulled up and then Sukuna took over.
That was pretty crazy.
Was cool.
Them having that whole plot line with him like trying to make that friend and then they just fucking torpedoed that thing.
Yeah.
And
when they jumped the fuck out of the
dude.
Fight back. So they socked that dude out.
Yeah. So I mean that literally had a lot of clippable moments. That's what got me. That's what made me watch Jujutsu Kaisen was that particular moment that you just said right there.
Yeah,
it was like when they were playing, I was like, "What?" I said, "What the fuck is this?"
Yeah,
and they kept saying, "I was like, oh, this is Jujutsu Kaisen. I gotta watch this." That's before they even did the Toto fight. So.
Yeah, clips can be a motherfucker because the main reason. Not saying Parasite was bad, but it wasn't what I thought it was gonna be. Mm-hmm. But the main reason I watched it is because I picked it as my pick is that fucking clip of the dude, the muscle dude. Fucking fighting beforehand.
Yeah.
I didn't see nothing else with Parasite but that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm fucking picking that.
Well,
and
it's like
none
a
of the show was that.
Yeah.
None of the show was that at all.
Yeah, that character was in there as like a villain or something like that, just smacking cats around. Like a main villain himself. Yeah.
And Ben Wilkins is in the chat, I think, is raising good points. It finished out on a strong note, too, with Megumi getting his domain, Nobara, and Yuji teaming up and doing their Black Flash attacks over and over again. There was a lot of dope moments in season one of Jujutsu Kaisen.
I had to think about it. That's why I asked. Because I wanted to get, I know there were more, but all I could think about was the clapping.
The hype is real.
Even
with the side, I mean, I still, even though it was small moments, but I go back and watch I watch the dub and sub. They do like the dub and sub comparison of the dude that can do like the speaking or whatever. Like,
blast away.
Yeah. Whatever.
Stop. That shit was cool.
Yeah.
Even Panda versus Mechamaru.
Yeah.
A lot of great fights and clips.
It's coming back to me.
Juju.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in.
How many episodes was it? 24?
24.
Yeah. Not that many.
Great animation.
I've asked a similar question before, but do you think it helps that these movies progress the story in a way are confirmed part of the canon rather than side missions and stories that don't really relate
100%.
To what's currently happening in the show, like a My Hero movie or something
100%.
Like that?
I'm more excited for this movie than I am the Dragon Ball Z movie or any type of fucking...
Yeah,
My Hero movie that's being made.
Because when they come out with that, when I'm watching like any filler, that I know that everything's kind of inconsequential and like it's not going to matter to the main storyline. So I'm kind of just watching it for fun. Whereas when it's the show, I'm very invested in like, okay, what's actually going to happen because these characters are being affected.
I'm never watching My Hero movie ever again.
I get that.
They dropped the ball multiple fucking times.
Yeah, I get
that. How they play 9 out, they have such 9 should be canon. Outside of 9,
I agree.
I don't give a fuck about any of those movies.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
I get that. All right, so last story I got here. Studio Ghibli theme park announced November 1st opening day. This is in Japan. An announcement was made recently that the Studio Ghibli theme park will be opening in Japan November 1st, though only a portion of it, the planned attractions, will be available at the original opening. The theme park will feature lands based around the movies created by the studio, such as Dodoko Forest from My Neighbor Totoro, which will have a path and shrine featured from the movie, along with a 17-foot Totoro statue, which is crazy. Yeah, the kids can climb around. And they have the Hill of Youth, which will feature an antique shop from Whisper of the Heart, a movie I have not seen. But they'll have recreations of Howl's Moving Castle and the Castle in the Sky, a life-size cat bus, a replica of the Witch's Home from the Earwig and the Witch, and a museum dedicated to the studio that's four times larger than the one that currently exists in Tokyo. And they still have some more on the way, as I mentioned, including Mononoke Village from Princess Mononoke and Witch Valley, inspired by Kiki's Delivery Service, which they plan to open later next year in 2023. It does seem like if you're a fan of those movies, this would be a great place to bring your kids to, spend some time and money, of course. They expect to bring in 1.8 million visitors to the park per year. For comparison, Disneyland here in LA brings in about 18 million a year, so 10 times as much as that. So it could be a much more peaceful visit if you want to go, you know.
It sounds like it would be a peaceful vibe, at least based on the Studio Ghibli material.
Based on what I've seen from like this very short trailer that they put in there, it's very like foresty, chill, quiet places.
But you throw tons of kids in there, and that may change everything.
Exactly. So, I mean, I think we've kind of had a mixed experience as far as like our Studio Ghibli experiences. If you went to the park, is there anything you'd be looking forward to seeing there? What would you be looking forward to most?
On a Studio Ghibli tip?
Yeah.
This is probably not going to be a very popular opinion.
But man, I mean, I have an unpopular. I watched Princess Mononoke, and I was like, I didn't understand all the hype. I was like,
oh my goodness.
You're sick.
Okay, that's where
sick.
We depart.
Yeah, you're sick.
All right, well, that's what I can't
wild.
Agree with you on.
Yeah, you're
but
fucking wild.
Everything else with Studio Ghibli, I don't care for.
Not at all.
I know we went in here and we pick movies, and then I forgot who's been picking the movies, those movies from that particular studio. But every time I've been pissed at that person, I've been like, why the fuck are we picking this again? I don't care to see this. I don't care that the animation is beautiful.
Yep.
It's like, it's not keeping me interested.
Not at all.
I think Brendan picked one time. He's like, come on, you know, it's I'm just like, bro, this is not, I don't care about it. I don't, unless you're having where I can, Princess Mononoke, okay, where I can ride something or where she's going to come through and be throwing shit at people, I don't care.
Yeah.
Not anything from that.
Personally, you know. Just based on what I think looks cool in all the Studio Ghibli movies, I want to see what the food's like. The food in every Studio Ghibli movie looks fucking delicious.
I'll go to all the restaurants at the park.
I'll give you that.
Up every restaurant.
I'll give you that.
They have the food going hard in the Ghibli movies. But what other anime or shows or studios?
We're not just going to glaze over the fact that Cam said he didn't like
it. I didn't say I didn't like it. I said it didn't live. I think maybe it was overhyped to me. I watched it. It was good, but like,
all that Tanjiro shit y'all gave me, y'all need to give Cam that same fucking energy.
If we had time, we would.
Y'all need to give him that same energy.
Yeah, but Cam, you want some bullshit.
Cam, I'm a little disgusted, but you know, we can we'll come back to that.
I don't want to see
maybe
it.
I
don't care about Studio Ghibli.
I think I fell asleep part of it.
But what other anime shows or studios do you think should get their own theme park? What would you want to see in those?
I mean, Dragon Ball Z World, Naruto World.
I was absolutely thinking of Dragon Ball Z World. It would be pretty dope.
I mean, I don't necessarily say I would go run to go see it, but even though I haven't seen One Piece, I would go to a One Piece thing to see how the theme would be.
I can't swim.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can't swim either. So maybe that's a bad idea.
Well, that fits in with One Piece, because if you eat the devil fruit, like, you can't swim.
That's the whole Luffy's thing, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because it's like, apparently, that's the sea's, like, it's the curse of the fruit. Mm. If you eat part of the fruit that gives you a superpower, the sea gets angry because you're cheating it, and so, like, water becomes your enemy, and you can't swim. Mm. Which kind of sucks for a pirate.
Yeah. Wow, that's...
Yeah, so, like, anytime somebody falls in water, like, they're fucked.
Unless they get saved.
Unless they get saved.
It must be so interesting, because they've taken 1,000 episodes to fucking tell the story, so... That sounds like a
they
great
must
time.
Have something going on in there.
Yeah.
No, that would be dope. I'd love to see. And yeah, like Dragon Ball Z, like just to love to have like a little Namek world.
That'd be hard.
You know what I mean? Go see the Red Ribbon Factory.
That'd be
maybe
hard.
Have like the world tournament stage, do like
that'd
a stunt show or something.
Dope.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
And then that'd be cool to be like you getting a little pot to go to the other world.
Oh, the little Saiyan pod, take you to the other side of the park.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be
go
hard
to
as
fucking
fuck.
Planet Vegeta.
Yeah. And I think somebody shared this with us, but there's like a VR, like a Dragon Ball Z like VR experience right now. If you could go and just be like, get a karate lesson from Goku and like go do like a 4D experience like that, that'd be fucking dope.
I would low key buy the little Oculus, whatever it's called.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty dope.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's what I got for hey, it's Goku. That's all I got for anime news. That wraps it up for this week.
All right, man. Thank you. Thank you, Rob. And Brendan's whole ass is not here, so I am in the position to have to do the factual actuals, which they call, and I guess we're calling it the waxual.
Waxual actuals.
The waxual actuals? All right, Hunter Hunter. This is a pretty dope show that people love. It's pronounced Hunter Hunter, not Hunter X Hunter, which is I've called it that a few times.
I had to ask, and I don't give
a shit. You shouldn't put the X here, but I can't say it. It was written and illustrated by Yoshihiro Togashi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. He's the one that put that together. He wrote that, and the series was serialized by the Weekly Shonen Jump since 1998. That's when it began, in March 1998, and it's currently going now, technically, but not, if you know what I mean. Everybody knows that it's technically not ended, but he's saying he's going to keep coming back, but he's actually been having some back issues. He has a real.
He's back issues?
He's a fucking T-Mac out here.
Yeah. He's the T-Mac of anime. Shit.
Back spasms.
Apparently, he has a real chronic back issue that stops him. Like, he can't probably draw for like a long period of time.
Oh, wow. Mm.
So he's not able to complete the series. He's been having a lot of issues.
Can you just tell somebody the story?
With that. I mean, when it's something that's your baby, you don't want to just give it up like that.
Yeah. It's like us giving somebody our jokes.
Yeah, so it was pretty adapted pretty quickly. I believe in like 1999, it was adapted to an anime pretty quickly. 62 episodes to series by Nippon Animation and directed by Kijiro Furuhashi. I'm gonna butcher these, and I'll get to him.
You're doing your best. Yeah,
I'm gonna get to him in a second. But then after that ended. It ended up coming back for 2011 series from 2011 to 2014. And the series was by Madhouse and aired on Nippo Television. So that's why the animation looked pretty cool, because Madhouse has been consistent for fucking years.
Sure,
they've been doing their damn thing. And yeah, man, Yoshihiro Togashi. What does this guy do?
What?
Yoshihiro Hiro, I'm sorry.
No, I'm reading the chat. If you get to that, you'll probably get to it. But if you don't, this is crazy information.
I just look what. His other story, Hiro. Oh yeah.
That's a talented ass family.
Yeah. So yeah, I think I do have that somewhere in there. so yeah, he also did Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yep.
If you don't know, so he's technically probably got for some people two classics under his belt. Yeah, Togashi is married to Naiko Kikauchi. I'm missing that up. Yep. She is the author of Sailor Moon, which is put in a group chat.
That is crazy.
Sailor Moon. So they got some shit under their belt.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, they got some bangers up under their goddamn belt.
They got some albums up on their wall.
Yeah. So,
what? I'll let you finish.
So the writer of the first animation. Let's see what he's done. He's done some stuff with. He's directed actually. I'm sorry, this is director. He's directed episodes of Bleach.
Okay.
He's done some animes of ghost stories.
oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Boruto. So he's still in the game.
He's still out there.
He's the chief director of Boruto episodes 1 through 104.
Wow.
All right.
All filler episodes.
Yeah. Seven Deadly Sins, a Prisoner's Sky film. So this guy, he's got some shit under his belt, too. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else we got in here. Horishu can I don't damn I'm gonna
well just and they put this in the chat. Ben Wilkins and Yuslin Silva have been saying, you know, essentially his wife apparently, because of his injury, has been trying to learn how to draw like him. So if he becomes bedridden or if he dies or something, she can continue telling the story. She can continue making the manga and like just do it in his style, which is to me crazy pressure.
That's wedding vows right there.
Yeah. Like, finish this for me. You know?
Finish this fucking. You know, and some would say a masterpiece that has a lot of that ended abruptly. You have to finish it.
So the director for the 2011 series, 2014 series, this is his work. His work is, I mean, pretty much Hunter x Hunter.
Just that?
I mean, there's just other stuff that we never heard of, like Area 88.
Nope.
Pluster World.
Nope.
City Hunter 91.
Nope. Uh-uh.
The Vampire Dies in No Time. Mm-hmm. Roymail Rebirth, the Prince of the Tennis movie.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, see, there's
you think not... with doing Hunter x Hunter, because that was in 2011, what's his most recent work?
His most recent work was 2021, The Vampire Hunter. I mean, The Vampire Dies in No Time. Director.
You should be getting better work than that. And I don't know, it might be something dope, but I feel like if you got Hunter Hunter under your belt, because that's what I watched. I watched the 2011 version. So I feel like something like that, you should get more work than that. Unless he's out here doing people dirty in the anime world or something.
Yeah, because it's well drawn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the writer, of the first series, Hunter Hunter, of course.
How old is he?
He's having all these troubles.
You want the writer right now, or are you talking about somebody else?
Whoever that's sick.
Yeah, the main guy, the guy that's bedridden.
He's like 52, 53 years old.
Oh, okay. Not that old.
Not that old. So the writer, he doesn't have a whole bunch that I think we would know either under his belt. Initial D, Final Stage.
Initial D is pretty big.
Reborn. Hoop Days. So looks like it's another, I think it's a...
three.
Ninja Scroll, two episodes. Wrote two episodes in Ninja Scroll. The series.
Ninja Show?
They did a TV series. I didn't realize that. They did a TV series in 2003.
Okay.
They got people bucking naked in there too?
Probably. That's the brand.
Slam Dunk.
Slam Dunk. All right.
So this is considered a classic. Yeah, it got 41 episodes of Slam Dunk where I think he's pretty much like the primary writer for that one.
Mm. Okay.
And then we got some more credits over here. Let's see. Another writer. This guy did the newer version of it, and he did some stuff with Yu-Gi-Oh. He did a Yu-Gi-Oh! Brains.
Which is pretty big. I have no idea, but I got a Yu-Gi-Oh! Shirt on right now, too. What
2017
do.
To 2019.
Hypeland.
So yeah. He doesn't have a whole bunch of new stuff. 2019, After School Dice Club, but then he also did Lupin the Third versus Detective Conan. Another Lupin the Third.
You said that movie when he fought the dude with the grill, that movie was trash. That scene was just hard, right?
That scene was hard as fuck. The rest of the movie was like whatever.
Mm.
But that particular scene is one of the best. But let me tell you something. He has some other great writings under his belt.
Oh, okay, what's he got?
He being sarcastic.
Dragon Ball GT.
Oh,
I knew
yeah.
it. I fucking knew
Dragon
it.
Ball GT.
Dragon.
He wrote technically, old boy's wife. He wrote on Sailor Moon. This guy wrote on Sailor Moon.
Mm. Okay.
He wrote about 5 episodes of Sailor Moon. He wrote 13 episodes of Dragon Ball Z.
Mm.
So he's got some Digimon, Digital Monsters, original 18 okay. episodes of that.
He's a dog.
The original Digimon. So this particular guy has a lot.
How many episodes is there of Sailor Moon?
I would think a lot.
Yeah, but he only did 5 episodes. And then there's another co-writer to the show, and he did a Yu-Gi-Oh! Arc V, and then that's pretty much... Virtual Fighter TV series.
200 episodes.
Yeah.
Wow.
So so the two writers for this, I mean, I guess combined, technically, they have some monster credits for the 2011-2014 series.
99 and 2000.
Yeah, so that's pretty much for the factual actuals. I mean, like we said, we're waiting on the series to continue, the manga to continue. You know, we got the writers, directors. They got some pretty strong stuff under their belt. Like you said, his family's pretty dope. Yeah, man, they put it together, man. That's it for your factual actuals, man. Thank y'all for bearing with me
thank
this
you,
bitch. But you know what we're going to be doing. We're reviewing Hunter. Not reviewing, but we're going to be talking about Hunter Hunter today.
Yeah, just the show as a whole.
The show as a whole. Rob, he finished it up. So now we can talk about the shits. And yeah, man. What you want to get into first? You want to just jump into the first question?
Yeah, let's just go through it.
Okay. All right. First question, man. Out of the show. And y'all in the comment section, let us know what y'all think too. Favorite arcs and least favorite arcs of this series of Hunter x Hunter. Rob, you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. I'll start. Personally, I think my favorite arc was actually the spider arc in York New City.
Yeah.
Where you had, you know, you were learning about the spiders. You kind of knew, like, Hisoka was involved in there. But you got to meet, like, Krollo and his whole gang of dudes. And they were, like, trying to basically kill the mafia and take all their shit.
Yeah.
And then you had Kurapika, you know, trying to get revenge for his people, his tribe, that were killed by the spiders. For me, that was kind of where the show, personally, I thought the show was at its best.
Yep.
I felt like these are villains that are out there, you know, taking names, taking lives, not fucking around.
Yep.
And yep. Kurapika was, like, about the business.
Yep.
He lived up to the hype.
Yep.
He said he was going to do some shit, and he fucking did it.
Yep.
As far as least favorite arcs, I'd probably go with Greed Island. It felt like it was just a long time playing different, like, cards and learning about, like, the different, like, it felt like I was watching people play Magic the Gathering or something like that. You know, like they had all these cards. I'm like, I don't know what that does. This doesn't mean anything for me. It just kind of felt like they got into the, like they just spun their wheels for a long time, only for them at the end of it to like not even really matter all that much.
Nothing for real, yeah.
So I felt
he
like
he just learned a little bit more about his dad, right?
Yeah, just a little bit more. That he met a couple of his dad's friends,
yeah,
and like that was it. I felt like at the end of it, it was just sort of like that was just kind of the cool part about Greed Island was them teaming up with Hisoka for a little bit.
I thought
that was pretty cool, but the rest of it, I was kind of like, I don't need to see this.
In that particular arc, I think Hisoka, he had a moment where he had like, his hair down. I can see why the ladies like him. I can see why he had the pretty boy look at that look.
He did.
Yeah. Outside of, you know, the being pedophile.
Other than being a pedophile.
Yeah.
That whole thing.
Mine's, you know, I would have to go with the same thing, the spider arc. And I would say, I mean, that whole moment where even Killua's family jumped in there and they beat up Oa.
Oh, yeah.
They whipped his ass and it was stunned. They pretty much just like, we ain't getting paid? Oh man, you off the hook, bro. Like,
we're good.
Let his ass off the hook.
Yeah.
And low key, this is why I love Kurapika. He was such a monster. He put the chains on him and old girl and was just like, yo, man, I already killed the old boy, the buff dude. Y'all chained up too. You can't even use it in it anymore. Like if you use it, you're dead. And then old girl, I think she couldn't say something. I think
she couldn't go talk to her like to the other spiders again like that. So
she ended up doing it anyways, ended up getting killed. And it was just like, that shows you, he was a fucking monster.
He was.
Yeah.
To get that spell put on both of them. And
he had to go.
Yeah, he had to go, and he said it. And I just wished it would have been, I guess we get to that in a later question. Least favorite arcs? I don't even know if this is an arc or not, but I guess the end of the show where he actually goes and looks for his father.
Oh, yeah, that whole thing about, like Gon's in the hospital, like, the whole time.
Yeah, he's in the hospital, then they end up going. Seeing his dad's kind of like, oh, whatever. He kind of just goes and he brushed past him like, oh, son, I'll see you later, son. And then it's like, yo, bro, your son did all this to meet you and you finally sees you and you fucking dip. Meet me at the top of this building or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
It's like,
you're trash.
Dog. Yeah. I was hot. Because I was like, there was no point to me at that point. That's where I was like, what is the point of him trying to meet his father then? If his father is it going to show us his strength? Is he going to do anything cool? It was. I think that was just kind of a letdown right there. If that's considered an arc, that was my least favorite arc in the whole thing.
Yeah, no, that's an arc because it ends then with them kind of like, you know, talking up in that like giant bird nest, and he's just like, "There's a tree out there, and you can go to other places from the tree." And anyway, go do that, and then maybe we'll hook up later, and that's it.
Is Ging worse than Shao Tucker though?
No.
I mean,
I don't think so.
You can't. At the end of the day, he's a deadbeat. But
yeah.
You destroyed your child.
Yeah.
You deformed her for the rest of her life.
You made a deadbeat.
Yeah.
You're like your daughter.
Your daughter, yeah. Yeah. You're a horrible, you're not even just a horrible father, you're a horrible person.
Yeah.
Cause I feel like Ging, like, or Gene or whatever, it's like his whole thing is like he's a deadbeat, but even what he's doing is to, in a way, make Gon stronger, it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
So is like as misguided as he is.
Right.
It is, it just feels like, okay, he's trying to do something for his son. He just doesn't really know how to do it in the right way.
Because
he's like, got the mind of a child or something.
Yeah.
It's like he's on like a Goku level where he seems strong, but dumb and doesn't know how to take care of his kids.
Yeah. Does Ging ever get busy?
No. They do say he's like a super strong Nen user, but like really the only time you see, I mean, what's his face? What is it, Leorio?
Yeah.
Punches, like, socks him out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, while they're at, like, a conference or something like that.
Well, yeah. Because he pretty much dips on going. He's like, man, whatever. I ain't fucking with you like that. Or I'll see you later, whatever. He's just like, bro, your son did all this for you and socks him out. Like, brother.
That's like, Leorio is the Piccolo of Hunter Hunter Hunter. Like, he's Gon's real dad.
Yeah.
What about
you, Ice?
Favorite
arcs?
Yeah, Greed Island was. Honestly, and the ant arc was my least favorite just because the big pump fake it was. I think it was a lot better than the Greed Island arc.
Yeah.
But I think the setup for the disappointing fall made me so angry and disappointed that it's my least favorite arc. My favorite was the spiders. I felt like they could have made a series off the spiders alone.
Absolutely.
Oh, 100%.
They could have. Honestly, you replace the spiders with the ants. I mean, the ants with the spiders, and then I'm with it. I think they got, what, 16 members on their team? There's so much that they can do. All of those guys are way different than the other one.
Yeah.
Corolla by himself with the book and all the stuff that he can do is like, they have so much. It was rushed. It was rushed, and they could have spent so much time. Even Hisoka being a fake spider just to fight Corolla, and for that fight never to happen. I think they said it happened in the manga, but...
He showed up like, hey, bruh, yeah, hey, man, you know, let's fight now. He's like, hey, man, I can't even use it no more. Your boy got my heart chained up. My bad. My heart chained up, so it's a wrap. He was like, what?
What? He was pissed.
Aw.
Yeah.
All this, he's like, what?
Yeah, yeah, he had the fighting blue balls or whatever. He like
the
got back
fighting
on
the blue balls, hey, you know? Bro. But I did like the arc too, where like the tournament arc where they kind of fighting.
Tournament of power.
But I will kind of say it was a weird moment again. That's when he kind of saw when Gong like Gong had that moment. He socks Hisoka and he's like, oh, he's so strong. Oh, like rubbing his nipples and shit. It was just such a weird.
And why is that a character? Like, that's not the only type of character. Like, this is something that's synonymous throughout anime, is that type of character. Even in fucking Tokyo Ghoul, the Valentine dude
was like that about
fucking Kaneki and stuff. So it's like, there's a lot of animes have that overly pedo dude. And it's like, is that a part of, like, the writer's culture that they all kind of ran into some pedo type of dude in their lives? Because... I don't know about y'all, but I've been fortunate enough not to run into any type of men or women that have pedophilia. But I know that's something that's rampant in multiple countries. But it's like, I don't know. Like, why is that a thing? And why do they care about it enough to write about it?
I guess I don't know if they're trying to just show how much they particularly, like, love something that they'll, that is just, like, it's turning them on.
Mm-hmm.
It's a... I mean, that's not how I would write any situation like that, but...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think it does say something that a lot of the time that those characters are villains.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't really meet any of those guys that are fucking weirdos that they're like, oh, this is somebody you're supposed to be rooting for.
Yeah.
So I think it might be just like, oh, they're trying to make this person, like, as detestable as possible. Because, honestly, like, if Hisoka doesn't have that... He's a fucking dope character that kicks ass. And,
he's amazing. But
gets to the business.
At the end of the day, he's still a very loved character, especially by women.
People love him. Yeah, and they got tattoos of him. I'm like you get tattoos. Like, I don't know many men that like him,
but I know damn near every woman that watched that show, they love him. Like,
and they acknowledge the fact that he's a pedo. Like, besides that, he's so cute. It's like, would you do that in real life?
They defend it. They say, like, he's not technically a pedophile. He's horny over strength, and it's the fact that these kids have strength.
But there's so many strong people. He don't get like that over Illumi, and Illumi's strong.
Hey, man, I said they defend it, man.
Yeah,
not me.
I'm not talking about you.
I'm just saying in general. I'm just saying for them. I got no argument.
That's like somebody
finding out Michael
B. Jordan is, you know, has pedo tendencies, and they're like, but his pecs and his
smile.
They wouldn't
care.
Yeah.
They wouldn't care.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, yeah.
All right, next question, man. Favorite characters and least favorite characters. I think it's easy to say. I think we're probably all going to probably have the same one, and that's Ging, his dad.
He's not my least favorite character.
Oh, he's not?
Yeah. No.
Okay, and I might be missing something. But
I mean, there's a few actually on there that can make the list, but I have a chosen few that I'm going to... I have somebody in my back pocket, but you go ahead. I don't have to go first.
I mean, I think it's obvious why. The main character did everything for this guy, and there was nothing about him likable.
Yeah.
He wasn't likable. He wasn't funny. He didn't show us his powers. Because it's like, if you're not going to do all that, I at least want to see how much of a beast you are. Since they're saying you're this beast, I want to see it now.
Like Baki Daddy?
Yeah, it's like, all right, you get to see this motherfucker's an absolute just wreck. Like, he's a monster.
As a dad, but it's like,
yeah,
he get busy.
There's nothing about Ging that made him dope in any kind of way.
Yeah.
And it made me go, like, I wanted to, at the end, when that shit happened, I was like, I want to sock this motherfucker. For one, getting me through all these episodes, and that was the main goal, and he wasn't shit. And then there's no ending in a sense where it's like, all right, son, or like another arc where it's like, my son needs help, so I got to go now save my son, and I get to come in there and do that shit.
Or at least, I don't want to ruin Naruto, but at least do something where you show, like, past, like, arcs of him going crazy. Kite pull up on him and be like, man, I remember this one time, and then he just tell a story, and it's maybe a 3-4 episode arc.
Flashback
arc of Ging going fucking nuts. Him and Kite just doing work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that'd have been pretty cool to see. So, I think he's my least favorite. He's, fuck him. He's one of the worst dads out there, too. Favorite character, as y'all know, I've said it a million times, Killua.
Yeah.
He's just absolutely amazing. He literally walks into the show, dog walking motherfuckers. And he kind of dumbed down his they had to dumb down his character for how I feel in a sense of like putting a little thing to hypnotize him or whatever in a sense, and he had to like get dumbed down. Literally, he's chained up, getting disciplined by one of his brothers or whatever the case may be. And then once it's done, he's just like, all right. And he just breaks the chains like it was nothing. He could have easily got out whenever he wanted to.
Yeah.
He's such a dope character. He was fun. And all he wanted was friends, man. I kind of appreciated that. Even though I was older when I watched it, I was still like,
I'm rocking with you.
I rock with this.
Like, yeah, I like you, Gon.
But it was character development, too. It was like, he's technically, like, who? I think it would be dope to be a child assassin.
Yeah.
And it would be kind of dope. If I was like 11, I was just like, I can kill everybody in this room. I can kill everybody.
Yeah.
And he was missing one thing, and that was friendship. And he got that, man.
Which
I like
something
that
is okay for a kid, one, any age person to want. But a kid, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Ice.
Least favorite, I didn't like the king. The king was whack to me. How he went out was whack.
He went out sad.
For him to build, and I'll talk about this a little bit more when we, you know, kind of go over it as an anime. But I think they built him up to be this dude, especially having the Royal Guard be so dope, and you know all of the stuff they went to even make him be alive, and for him to come in and kind of wreck shop, but kind of not wreck shop, and then not go out. The way he went out was you went out fucking playing chess, like you're whack. You're whack to me. I think he was my least favorite, and I don't know if she counts as a character, but fucking Killer was that his sister, the doll, or whatever.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
fucking trash. That was trash.
The wishes or whatever.
I didn't like that. That was, I don't know if that specifies as a character, but
Nanika or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Favorite. I actually liked Illumi. I liked the trick, huh?
Lumi's his brother, right?
Yeah, Killua's brother. Yeah. Just because he kind of was like a joke at first. Kind of like a Toby situation where he thought he was just this joke, and then he took the pins out and was like, I'm fucking with it. And then, like, and he wasn't scared of smoke. He said, I don't give a fuck, he's scared, let's go. Like, anybody that wanted can get it. Killua, you think you the shit, and you don't want no piece of me, bro. Like, I'm still a big bro. Like, don't let that big bro strength kick in, and I can freely smoke you out right now.
That was literally big brother action in the sense of, like, He's just a big brother. I have mind control over you, type shit.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So I think that was pretty dope, and to see somebody, because up until then Hisoka really didn't have any competition.
No, not really. Yeah. Anybody was fucking around with Hisoka.
And I think for him to be like, one, not scared of him, and but two, to be on the same up, like blow for blow with Hisoka, I think was dope. And then for him to like see somebody that like that's older than Killua and his big brother, and just kind of like owning him and stuff, I thought was pretty cool. So he's dope. And then, but my Gon is probably one of my favorite fucking all-time main characters, just because he was with the shit.
Really?
To be thrown into, like, whenever I get my anime tattoo, Gon is going to be on there, just because that, I think I liked him for a little bit, but then when that moment where he sat down and was like, Pato, I don't give a fuck what you do, I'm going to sit here and fix her, but after I'm done, you're getting this fucking smoke.
I am beating your ass.
I am beating the fuck, like, that's one of the, fuck Hunter, that's one of the hardest moments in anime, period. And just how he looked, like, I know what you did, you killed Kite, you killed my dog, I went and saw him right now, he's a fucking shell of himself, I'm he's a puppet, I'm gonna fuck you up.
Yeah.
And his whole attitude changed, because up until then, he was happy-go-lucky, having a good time, and shit got real, he got real when it got real.
Yeah.
And for him to sit there and be like, you do whatever you need to do, That is, when everybody say, who wants smoke? I want the smoke. That is the poster child of fucking wanting smoke. That is the prime. It don't get no more like with the smoke than that. So, yeah, I think Gon is a fucking. And then he handled business. And then went about his day. He was like, all right, cool. That was cool. Now I can be happy again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he always
wasn't
that
quite that simple.
It wasn't that simple.
Yeah. There was the whole wish thing. And yada, yada, that whole thing.
Yeah. But I think for him to be thrusted in, and I think that's something that we always talk about, is the main character, a young kid being thrown into some shit that they didn't necessarily ask for. For him to be thrown into some shit that he didn't necessarily ask for, his dad is trash, for him to maneuver through all of that and then have that I'm that guy moment, that's what I'm talking about when I'm not going to go too deep into it, but that's what I'm talking about when I talk about Tanjiro. He said, you killed my boy Kite and you dogged him out. I need this. I don't need Killua here with me. I don't need L'Oreal. I don't need all the Knuckles, all of them. None of them. Get the fuck out. It's me and Pato right now. Yeah. And for him to do that, it's like, all right, you got my respect.
Yeah. For me, my favorite character is Kurapika. He's
can't argue that.
Like from the start, and he's just like, when L'Oreal was like talking shit about his clan, he's just like, okay, we're stepping outside.
Yeah.
Is like immediately like, all right, I like this dude. And then this dude was running circles around the spiders in that arc. Yeah. He was the only one putting fear into their hearts. Like, these cold-blooded assassins are just like, who the fuck is this guy with the chains?
Yeah.
And he was taking them out solo.
Yeah, solo. Talk about solo wins.
Kurapika, I mean, and the shovel moment is just like...
Gangsta, bro.
Top tier.
He escaped. I gotta go get him. I'll be back, bro. I'll talk to you later, dog.
One of the most disappointing things about this show is that's where his story kind of ended, and you don't really see him coming back around much.
Agreed.
I think from a plot perspective, it is good that they didn't pull a Sasuke type of thing where that's just like his plot throughout fucking 200 episodes, and you're just like, oh, when is Killua gonna find, not Killua, when is Kurapika finally gonna pull up on the fucking dude?
They got
like,
active quick.
They got active quick. That was like one of the first like boxes checked from like the a B plot type of story.
Yeah, because you even saw some of the spider survivors that make it out of that arc when they get back to their like homeland or whatever, and the ants are set up in there. They fucking worked the ants over too.
Yeah,
no problem.
Yeah,
and the fact that you know like
that was a dope moment.
Yeah,
yeah,
and that was a weird moment where I'm just like, I'm kind of rooting for these guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wanted to see more of those characters. I wanted to see them. I wanted to see Kurapika go, you know, hunt them down. But he would be my favorite. My least favorite. Is Poof the butterfly dude from the ants?
Yeah, he's trash.
His whole thing, like his.
He's trash. Somebody just said something about him in the chat.
He's plotting on how to kill that like little girl chess player the whole time, and then like he's just like constantly like orgasming over like the king, and like he ate me and he liked it. Oh my god! That went on.
What do you say
about that moment, bro?
It's in there. Plus, because I was watching the dub on this, because I was just like, I'm gonna be doing this while I'm folding laundry, you know, when I'm doing work. This is gonna just be something I put on the background, so I'm trying to watch it quick. That dub was not good.
Yeah,
I could not stand Poof. He was easily my least favorite, and I'm gonna give an honorable mention to Knuckle. Yeah. Dude fucked over his own team.
Yeah,
the only person he ever got with that stupid fucking tax thing was gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
They had a whole thing where they were fighting that big red dude, the other royal.
He fucking Star-Lorded the situation.
He Star-Lorded the fuck out of that situation. Peter Quill Award goes to Knuckle.
Fucking
he
Peter
fucked
Quill,
it
man.
Up. Screwed the pooch. For nothing.
For nothing.
Knuckle pissed me off because I was rooting for him. I was like, oh, that's a dope power. Yeah. They did, everything they went through, and he's just like, nah. It's like, people are dying left and right. Anyway, nah. Knuckle pissed me off big time.
Yes. You know what moment I liked that was super intricate, but I really, really liked it for some odd reason. It's like early on when they was in the tower and they just had that shit so planned out. They was like, we're going to hit the lights. And when the lights hit, they got a couple milliseconds to adjust and end that time.
Yeah.
I thought that was so fucking dope. I thought that was super cerebral. And it's like I said, it's a blip in the fucking, in the whole story. But
yeah.
I just always thought how cool and planned out that was. Just like how often, like how quickly their eyes adjust and shit. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, that was dope.
I haven't watched a whole bunch of Naruto, but Stick said you would like Gon. He knew you would like Gon because he's pretty much like Naruto in a sense of like how his personality is. That would make sense. It's like he's fun, kind of silly, not really bright, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's down to whoop ass.
Yeah,
down
absolutely.
King Mike Hall said Kurapika felt like Mr. Plot Armor. Did he?
I don't think so, because he went up against that fight and took those dudes out, and then he's got to get sidelined because he's like, I got to take some time in the hospital. I need some me time.
Because that's his thing. Time. That's why he got the chains. It's like, after I do what I need to do, I guess that's what happened to him. He got put out the show because that was his...
His bond or his whatever, his contract.
Yeah,
his
contract.
I can only really use this against the spider, so I can't really help you guys out with any of this other shit.
Yeah.
Which, he made it worth it, though.
I mean, dude took a job with the mafia. You know what I mean?
I think everybody kind of wishes there was more, and we wanted to see more. I wanted to see him. I wanted to see him throughout that whole show just take out spider after spider after spider after spider.
Yeah.
Just in between either arcs or, like, them being in that particular arc, coming back through, taking on the rest of the gang and stuff like
Giving him a solo show, like a spinoff.
Yeah.
Just Kurapika versus the arcs. Versus the arcs. Kurapika versus the spiders.
I want to see it,
Yeah, and that goes into the next question. Which character do you wish you got to see more of? And yeah, it's Kurapika. It's like
100%.
Yeah, like him and Killua are like neck and neck with my favorite characters because they literally had like some of my favorite moments. Whether it's the neck breaking, heart taken out, or the chains, the smoking cats out. I would have loved, like you said, I'll say this too. I want to see more Canary.
Oh, of course.
I think when they show Canary, not just because she's a black character, they set her up kind of dope. It's like Gone went in there, got his ass smoked the fuck out.
Yep.
All for his best friend. And they gave her, I guess they had her come through, I guess, towards the end.
Killua's taking Nanika around, he gets the butlers to help him out a little bit.
It was just like, bro, you dropped the ball. Like, she's a kid, too.
Yeah.
So you could, it was an easy just put in there.
Sure.
To just add her to the gang. Since Leario was pretty much, he was sidelined, since what he didn't really help out physically in the sense of fighting.
Right.
You add her to the mix. You let her join in, and she can get stronger too. Learn Nen, whatever the fucking case may be. Did she have Nen? She didn't have it, right?
No, I don't know if she did. No,
she gets to learn that shit too with them. Yeah. Oh, bro, she would have been hard.
She would have been a dog.
She would have been dope as fuck.
Yeah,
Rob.
I mean, yeah, obviously, you know, like I said, Kurapika. But there's a couple, like, one of the show things that I think the show did do well is they had little bits of characters that I was like, oh, that's a cool power. That's an interesting take on Nen or whatever. Mm-hmm. And there was one dude that only showed up in that York New City. Arc that I was like, I want to see how this power works more. Mm-hmm. And it was this dude that he was like, if I write it out in a poem, it happens. Mm-hmm. And he was like writing out poems about, like, I punch this dude and he like bursts into flames, and then it would happen. I'm like, I want to see that guy get into it and see what he can come up with.
Yeah.
It felt like such a creative way to use the power that I wanted to see more of him. I mean, obviously, there's some other bigger characters that, like, you know, like I said, Kurapika or even the spiders, I would have loved to see more of. Because they had, I mean, there's like the mummy dude who had like the whistling sounds and shit like that, or like, they just had a bunch of dope, or Krollo, you know, him.
That's what I was going to pick.
Yeah, speak on it.
Krollo, I think, was dope. I think him, he looks cool too, aesthetically. He's a pretty cool looking character. But I think him fighting his old dick family, the grandfather and the dad, for him to even be able to hang with them a little bit, I think just goes to show that he's a dog. And I think he got this big old book of stuff of powers that he didn't even get to get into. Just, I wanted to see him in that book get active. And I want to see Illumi too. Yeah. I mean, you came in hot. You was hot anytime he was on the screen, you was doing some work. So I want to see him get active. And I think some backstory on him, some backstory on Krollo, how he even formed the spiders would be cool. What the spiders went through, and I think them fighting the ants made me want to see more of the spiders, like, in a group setting, because they was like, oh, y'all, like, let me show y'all why we the spiders. Like, homeboy Kurapika might have been dogging us out, but we still dogs ourselves. And I think having those redemption moments, and Hisoka never really got active. If we really want to think about it, Hisoka never got active.
Yeah.
Nobody made him try.
Yeah. He didn't sweat.
Nope.
And I think that they needed something like that. And I think for people to like him that much with him not even really cracking a sweat, it's damn near kind of Gojo vibes for real, outside of the, you know, pedophilia stuff. It's like nobody, and he is a villain instead of a protagonist, but still, like, nobody got active with Hisoka.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, man, next question. If the show were to continue, what would you want to see? Oh, man. I want to see the gang together. I would want to see.
Yeah.
I would want to see the gang together, and I want, like I was saying in my previous statement, I want to see Canary added to that gang, and I want to see them go on. I mean, shit. I wish there was just more, like, I want something. I wish there was something that could happen with what's the main spider's name again?
Krollo.
He's not, and he didn't die. I haven't watched him die. Yet.
No.
If somehow he can get his shit unlocked.
And they set that up too.
Yeah.
Because that's what their whole mission turned to. Like,
that's what Greed Island was. That's what they were doing that whole time, is they were trying to get the exorcist.
Yeah.
And that never happened, right?
No, they got him.
They got him.
Hisoka got him at the end and was just like, all right, I got a job for you.
Yeah.
And then they left and it never comes back.
Never says it. Yeah.
So if they got that to where that fully happened and he can go out full power, I would love to see them go. That would be their next mission, is to go finish that goddamn job. Get rid of the rest of the. If he added new spiders to that shit, because he might have got a whole new gang now, because motherfuckers is gone.
He added one of Killua's younger sisters to the spiders too.
Right, right. Yep. So yeah, I would want to see the gang match up against them, and it'd be like some solo fights.
Yes.
Yeah. That, to me, that would be so fucking hard. And you know, I understand that Kodoku can probably win all the one-on-ones, but it's just like, all right, you got your gang here to help you out. You can't take all the fades.
Yeah.
But you get your main fade with the main character, the main spider, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Rob?
No, I mean, that would be my first choice, but I'd love to see, and this is something I think, this was one of your pitches, Keenan, but I'd love to see some more of the Zoldyck family. I'd like to see what's going on with his dad and his grandfather and the fact that they're, like, taking killing contracts and, like, how do they work and how do they match up with the Hunter Association?
Yeah.
Or even what I'd like to see is, I'd love to see the, what is it, the Zodiacs, the, like, the most powerful hunters in the Hunter Association. Mm-hmm. Let's see them get into it. Like, I'd love to see them get involved. Like, there's another, like, I can't believe they had that crazy existential threat of the ants, like, taking over the Earth, and they have these 12 hunters that don't even fucking bother to get involved.
Yeah.
That just drove me crazy. Like, you guys are supposed to be the best of the best, and they're
fucking
just
Eternals.
Like, yeah, they're just, like, hanging out, not getting involved. Unbelievable. And, like, and of course, Gon's dad is one of them.
Yeah.
But I'd love to see them get involved in at some point, or maybe there's an some sort of disagreement between the Zoldyck and the Hunter Association. You got to see those two, like, factions go at it. It's, like, it's, you know, Killua's folks and, you know, against the Zodiacs. That'd be pretty dope.
Yeah, that'd be tight. I think it'd be dope to see, like, the Hunter Association turn bad or get corrupt, and then, like, fucking Gon and company and all of them have to team up with the spiders in order to take them out. I think that'd be some, I mean, obviously there'd be some humps with that because of what the spiders did, but I think the spiders, with Gon, Killua, everybody, Zoldyck family, like, I think it's, like you said, an existential crisis that's so big, which is those 12 guys and girls fucking turning and being bad. It was like, these dudes are real. We got to team up. Yeah, we enemies. Yeah, we don't really get along. But in order to even us to be alive to fight later on, we got to take them. Kind of like a Spider-Man and Venom fighting Carnage situation. It's like, I don't fuck with you, Venom, but this dude Carnage is real.
Common enemy, man.
Yeah, and we got to figure it out. So I think a story like that would be pretty hard.
All right, next question. This is gonna be a fun one. What school of Nen would you want to use? Specialization, enchantment.
Enhancement.
I'm sorry, enhancement. Transmutation, mission, manipulation, or conjuration. Is it conjuration?
Conjuration.
Yes, conjuration. You need to look up something first?
Yes.
Yes, I figured. I was looking at mine, too. Rob, go ahead.
I'll just go with the boilerplate answer. Like, enhancement seems like just easiest, dopest, just like you get stronger, you get tougher to kill, and you just, like, you basically get, like, super strength.
Yeah.
Like, you just become, like, you could be that 11-year-old assassin, just like, I'm a child, but I'm out here, like, fighting grown men and monsters and crazy shit, just because you can, like, power up yourself. Like, enhancement seems like the easiest one. It's straightforward. You don't have to put necessarily all these different, like, contracts and stuff on top of it. Gon's power is just like, I'm going to hit you really fucking hard, harder than you can hit me, and that's my power. And just keep it straightforward.
Yeah, that was my actual pick, too, but, so... I was going to pick that because I agree with everything you're saying. I agree 100%. But I guess just to have something kind of different.
Sure.
I would do manipulation.
Yeah.
Manipulation is kind of crazy. It's just like you're able, if you can get to control somebody, it's pretty much if you can't control somebody, if you don't got hands, you fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like you better have skills.
Yeah.
So I will be getting my hand skills up for sure. I'll be trying to be the best fighter fucking possible along with manipulation to manipulate. Like, I don't like manipulating people, but I'm just to pick a different skill set from
totally.
You. Yeah, that'll be a crazy thing to do. If you can manipulate somebody to get them to do what you want them to do, whether it's like fucking the president or councilmen or just people with money, but like, all right, man, y'all here making too much money, man. Give all that money to the poor, man, and just to help boost the economy back up in a different way. It's like, I might use my powers in that particular sense if I was a manipulator.
I mean, Pito took over like a whole country.
And
an army just with their powers.
So it's like, that's if you go that fucking deep. But just make sure you're fighting. Make sure you're practicing your hand skills because if you run into the wrong motherfucker that you can't manipulate, good luck, man. You run into a Gon and let's say you Gon has his shit up to where you can't manipulate him. Well, sorry for you.
Yeah, didn't work out for Pito.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got their ass stomped out.
Sure.
Go ahead.
I'd be, just to be different from you guys, I'd be a transmuter. I think transmuter is pretty cool, especially seeing Killua use it.
Yeah.
With Godspeed and all that stuff and just kind of manipulate. I mean, just something as literal as Gon, like a lightning or a water or anything, electricity, fucking any earth, anything.
Yeah, it'd be kind of
more so of like a Naruto type of situation or a airbender type of situation where it's like, I can take these things and fucking transmute it. Or if I get so fucking cold to where it's like, I can transmute your blood into fucking acid or something
that.
That'd like
be tough.
Tear your ass up when I be able to. All I gotta do is like kind of like a commie type of thing where all I gotta do is cut you, and once your blood shed, I got you.
With that particular thing, can they do multiple things, or they have to pick one? Like Kilowatt only had electricity.
Yeah.
Can you when you're doing transmutation, is it like, all right, let me focus on this particular thing? Mm-hmm. It's only earth?
If that's the case, then I would just be liquid then. Like a liquid bender, I guess. I can transmute any type
liquid,
of liquid.
Liquid in general, not water.
Not
liquid.
Water, just liquid in general. So you sweat, fucking take those fucking, just horrible. Make it feel like knives on your fucking face.
Every part of your body got liquid, so I mean, your body inside.
70% water, I think, people are. Yeah,
and then blood, too.
Yeah.
It's a wrap.
That'd be
brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so last and main question of all this, really, what are your overall thoughts and scores on the show? Ice, go ahead first, brother.
I mean, I got a whole segment on our YouTube about why I think it's overrated. I stand by that. It is an overrated show. I think there's so many things. And let me get... And two reasons why it's overrated. Well, first reason is two people whose anime opinions I trust and highly recommended them show. And both of those guys on this show, Brendan and Keenan, hyped this show up. So I'm going in it to like, these are my guys. I like the animes that they recommend. So this is about to be a fucking dope-ass, you know, anime. Watching it, so it's already on 10 for me. But the second part, and I think it's the most important part, is like they had all of the elements. Like when I'm watching this, I'm like, I get it. I get why the spiders come, Hisoka come, Kurolo comes, all of those guys are dogs. Freaking Kurapika does this thing. I'm like, I get it. Up until like, and then he's like, and then for me to be liking it, and then they're like, you just wait. It's about to get crazy when the ant art comes. You ain't seen nothing else. You ain't seen nothing yet. And then the ant art comes, it's dope, it gets crazy, and then Royal Guard, Patu, all that shit happens. Kite dies. I'm like, here we go. Yes. Fucking yes. Let's go. And then the train wreck, which is the King, Miriam, it just falls flat. And yeah. It's too long. Then the fight with him and the chairman, it's like, what are we doing? We did all of this for this. Mm. And for him to go out in the dark playing chess or Chinese checkers or fucking shogi, whatever that shit is, with the girl, because he has a disease. Like
he's got like radiation poisoning.
Yeah, and it's like what in the Goku during the Android arc is going on? Like this is, and it was just a big letdown. And I think it's just like I'm thinking this about to be here. You're showing me what you can do. You showing me you fucking Grant healing me right now. Basically, it's like you showing me how great you can be, and then something happens to where you don't show me your true greatness. Granted, he got injured, but still, same thing. It's like I saw flashes of greatness. You could have been the next Jordan, but things happen, and now you're not. And I think I was super.
Now
super
the author's distant. Laid up with a back injury.
Yeah, now he's out here, you know, T-Macking it. So it's like now you're on the bench, you know, for the Spurs. So it's like, what's going on? Yeah. So, I don't know. Are we doing ratings?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. On a scale of 1 to 9,000. I still enjoyed it. Let's not get this wrong. I still enjoyed the show, so I'm gonna give it a 6,000.
Okay.
Okay. Rob, I'll go next because Rob's seen the most recent.
Yeah.
So I think you might even have more to say. Overall, man, I remember enjoying the show. I remember it did have some dull moments in there. Like I was saying earlier, I think before the podcast actually started, the show really didn't get active to me until Killua had his moment when he took out old boy's heart.
That was nuts.
And I was just like, okay, we're here, we got a fucking show.
Well,
I'm in, so let's go from here. And then it hit some highs, it hit some lows. I thought it had like when I talk about a fight scene being dope, because I know Ice's issue was like when we were hyping up fight scenes, he's like, oh man, the fight scenes is, we were like, it's so fire. And he was just like, man, that shit was okay.
Yeah,
he's comparing it to Naruto. I don't talk about the choreographs of fight scenes, I talk about the stakes of the fight scenes.
Yeah,
and in some
I think
cases.
That's probably was my biggest misconception too, because it's like bringing a shovel to the fight, the shit that he took his family eyes, all those stakes. I'm thinking these niggas about to really box, and it's like, nah, dog. He kind of watched him, and then that was that. I think, but again, to your point, the stakes of it, pulling up with a shovel, all of the shit around it was fucking top tier. So I think that's kind of where we missed it at, because I'm used to those choreographed fights where motherfuckers really, like, fucking, you know, doing stuff.
And for me, that's still one of my dopest moments that I think in anime, just a sense like that's, I never, you don't really get to see somebody pull up to a fight that way and then accomplish that goal. And I understand that probably you wanted to, some people wanted to see more of a back and forth between those two. Yeah. It was kind of a one-sided fight in a sense.
Yeah.
But I love that shit. I love that he got active. I love Gone's moment when he, you know, when he turned swolled up, but he had a little crop top on.
Like 20, yeah.
had the 80s football crop top on.
Like Bo Jackson.
Yeah, and beat Pito to death or whatever. Like literally to fucking death.
To death.
Yes.
Crazy.
Beat their head into a pulp.
Though, like these moments, this show had some of my favorite anime, all-time anime moments. And that's why I think this show, I guess I had it when we were kind of hyping it up, because it had some of those great, amazing moments. But I will say this show did leave a lot on the fucking table, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
When it comes to, like you said, it comes to the spider arc. When it comes to the ant, I understand Ice's point about the ant arc. I wasn't as upset as he was about how it all ended, but I can understand being like, oh, come on, man. Like,
yeah.
You kind of set this guy up to kind of be like the cell of the show.
You want him to go out like a dog. Like, if you come in as a dog, they hype you up as a dog. You go out on your fucking sword, not playing shogi.
And he was taking other people out like it was work.
Exactly.
He had the other two ants that were dogs scared as fuck of him.
Yeah.
In the sense of how we got it in with Muzan from fucking Demon Slayer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they were frightened of this dude. And I can understand being like, all right, this could have went a little bit more doggy-ish in a sense of a fight. But overall, I enjoyed this stuff. I remember watching this show. I got through it pretty quickly. I finished it on Netflix.
Was it 248 episodes?
Yeah, something like that. And then I had to find it somewhere else to watch it. And I was just like, yo, I need to finish this fucking show.
Yeah.
And it literally was my anime fix, because I think I just had finished, not Attack on Titan, Brotherhood. And I was just like, damn, man, there's nothing like,
nothing. I was just stretching my bed.
I just finished Brotherhood. I was like, man, there's nothing itching my scratch right now for anime that I really, really love. And somebody, I forgot who recommended this to me. And I was just like, okay, this is doing it for me. So I enjoyed it, man. I would give it a strong, 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 solid 7,000 overall.
Okay.
Not a soft 7.
Not a soft 7. Like, yeah, I'll give it a strong. And even if it's like a 6,900, it's between both, because it's like I can't give it a 9,000 or even an 8, because it left so much on the fucking table. If it did all that stuff that we said earlier,
it could have been great.
This would have been a top 3 probably anime.
For sure. Are you recommending this to somebody out the gate, new to anime? Like, what person? What type of person you are recommending this to?
I've recommended this, I think, to Keith. I've recommended this to you. I would recommend this. I wouldn't recommend this in my first 3 recommendations anymore. This used to be in like my first 3 or 4 recommendations. Now that Demon Slayer is out here, Jujutsu Kaisen's out here, there's other shows out here, I would probably put those ahead of this one. Mm-hmm. But I would still be like, if you've seen some other stuff, you're like, well, I haven't seen Hunter x Hunter. I've been hearing things about it. But like, yo, watch it. Trust me, I think you'll enjoy it. Rob?
Here's the moment of truth.
Yeah. I agree with a lot of what you guys say. For me, this was a show that kind of peaked early, in my opinion.
Good at.
Where you had those moments of, you know, Killua snatching the heart out, you know, Kurapika with the shovel. And even for as much as I didn't like the Greed Island storyline, that final fight where Gon went up against the bomb maker and, like, socked him out after getting his, like, larynx destroyed for a minute, I was like, Gon is out here kicking ass.
Yeah.
Like, that was a hype moment where I like stood up and was just like, holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's absolutely no reason for the ant arc to be 60 episodes.
Yeah.
Like, it could have been half.
No problem. Yeah,
I feel like they spent a lot of time doing shit that they didn't need to do and just building out this cast of characters of ants specifically that we didn't really need to meet. For me, that part really dragged. There were some cool parts, like Gon's, obviously his come up and his fight against Pito was cool, but I gotta be honest, like, after all that, I was kind of like, that's it? Like, that's, like, unless that wasn't a cool moment, but, like, I felt, similarly to Ice, that I couldn't believe that they still had 2 more royal guards left and the king, and they all just kind of just, like, poofed away.
Yeah, because I don't even remember how they died.
They all got radiation poisoning from being at the nuclear bomb site from when the chairman blew himself up, which was cool. Like, that was like, that fight was cool, but I can't even really say like it's one of my top fights because I don't really give a fuck about the chairman.
Yeah.
Like,
it wasn't really a fight.
I mean, yeah. I mean, there were some cool moments in, like, the fact, like, oh, he when he snatched his leg off and he's like, oh, I don't even need my leg.
Yeah.
He had some, like, it was cool, but it didn't give me that satisfaction because this isn't one of the main characters that I've been, like, watching and wanted to see them come up. Like, I wanted to see them, all right, let's team up and take this king down together.
I agree.
Yeah. You know, let's see more.
And I
would
have wanted a Demon Slayer type of fight right there. I would have liked it. And I would have to go.
Wait.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. But also, with.
No, I'm saying group fight. A group fight. Oh, okay. That's what I mean. Just Demon Slayer, like, they fight in groups. That's what I mean.
And I wanted to see more of Killua's, like, Godspeed. Like, he kind of turned that on and, like, he used it a couple times, like, against the big red dude.
Yeah.
I forget his name. But, like, he didn't really get to use it that much.
Yeah.
And it just felt like they did a lot of work to not go very far. But especially with the Ant arc, it felt like it was just a lot of time that it took up. It could have been just, like, streamlined, cut the fat, let's just get to it. So that being said, I know I kind of harped on it, but, like, there are great moments on this show.
Yeah.
I think it's a really fun show. I would recommend it. I think I'm for my score, I would probably also give it a 7,000 because I'm thinking about that as, like, a B-. You know what I mean? Like, this is a B- show to me where it's like, you showed potential to me here, but you didn't really follow through on it. And, like, I want to see more. Yeah. Like, it's not been so bad that I'm like, all right, I'm out on the show. Like, if they did release another season, I'd check it out.
Yeah.
It probably would not be in the first three shows I'd recommend to somebody, because especially, like, some of the shit with Hisoka is like, all right, you're going to have to see some weird stuff.
You kind of have to know anime a little bit to kind of let that stuff not be okay with it, but you're like, oh, I've seen this before.
Yeah, exactly. So, for me, this show comes in at about, not a hard 7,000, a soft
7,000.
Soft 7 for
What's
me.
What's the difference between a hard and a soft 7,000? A flaccid 7,000.
A flaccid 7,000 like, yeah, you should check it out. And then a hard 7,000 like, hey, yeah, watch that shit. Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah.
It's one of those, like, you tried it out. If you got through, like, the spider thing and you're like, I'm not really feeling this, I'd be like, all right, you're probably not going
to
come around.
So from what we were talking about, you know, how they was talking to me like I was a crazy person, do you more align with how they were coming or how I was coming as far as, like, how we felt about the show?
I'm probably more on your page, Ice, where I'm like, even though my score is the same as Keenan's, I definitely felt like, because I know Brennan was kind of just like, I was talking to him just like, while I was watching the Ant arc, like, oh, this is happening. He's like, oh, just you wait. And, like I said, the Gon thing was cool, but, like, I didn't get the hype off of the chairman fight. And if that's what he was hoping would get, like, me to that next level, that wasn't it.
Yeah. I mean, from what I remember from what Ice would say to us off the record or off the podcast, it was about, like, when he would be like, sometimes he'd be like, yo, the show is trash. And then he'd be like, no, the show is not trash, but then the show is trash.
I was just like, all right. Overrated. I consistently just said overrated.
You called it trash a few times.
And I probably did. I'm not saying I didn't.
But I'm sure you had a couple stretches in there where you're just like, I can't believe we're still fucking talking about this shit.
Because
they spin their wheels a lot. There's literally, we talk about Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z stretching out like a 5-minute period over several episodes. There's literally two or three episodes that's about 10 seconds worth of time.
Yeah.
And, like, I couldn't fucking believe what
I was watching. Somebody, Jamoni in the chat, just said slow motion up the stairs was like 3 episodes.
There's
like the five, like, and then Stick said slow motion staircase is like the 5-minute Namek explosion.
Like, so I don't know if the guy doing the narrator voice had some blackmail on somebody, but I'm just like, there is no reason for this narrator dude to be talking this much. You need to move on and get to the point. They felt like somebody was reading me this show.
Yeah.
And I that was too much. You need to get to it.
This show had the potential to be some people have it. I mean, Jamoni said this is in his top 5. He gave it 8,000. Yuslan, he said, I got to keep it real, top 10 anime for me. He gave it an 8,400. That's pretty fucking high.
That is very high.
You are sick.
I disagree.
Yeah.
But, for some people, that's your show, that's your show. I'm not going to yuck your yum.
Yeah, this is an 8,400 if it hit all the things that we said.
Yeah.
If it hits the you have to.
Can we think about any shows that we gave an 8,400 collectively? Or just you personally, 8,400, what range of show is that?
I feel like Demon Slayer was high up there.
We definitely had, like, Demon Slayer and I think Jujutsu Kaisen up in that
conversation. Jujutsu Kaisen, I can see.
And then
that.
I feel like the Dragon Ball Super movie, as a movie, I think that got pretty high scores.
Mob Psycho's up in the 84s for me.
I would put that. I don't think it got an 84 for me, but I think it got like an 8, probably like a close to like 8,000.
I'd give that an 8. Yeah.
Yeah.
No way that fucking Hunter x Hunter is in the realm of those of what we named.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah,
I would
can't,
not put it
I
in that same
that, yeah.
echelon. No.
And if he's saying it's top 10 at 8,400, so that means the other five or six
got to be a full 9,000. That
well,
is,
you gotta, I gotta, you don't have much room to go.
Yeah,
Uselin.
Uselin, what the hell is your top 10, bro?
You saying it's top 10 with an 8,400? You don't have that far to go, big dog. Yeah. Unless you get in the 8,450s and 8,503s. Like, yeah.
Getting really down into the nitty gritty.
All right, yeah.
So you feel okay, like, me calling it overrated, you don't be like, all right, what the fuck is that?
I don't
saying?
Think you're out of your mind to say it's overrated.
I don't think you're out of your mind for saying it.
I think it's definitely a show that is, it's got moments. Mm-hmm. It would not be a top 10 for me.
No. Yeah. Because you were like the straight guy in all of this. He was like, well, let's see if Rob watches it and see what he says. Like, you were kind of the...
Let me see. Like, if I had to sit down here and, like, rank my top 10, which would be tough to do on the spot, it, like, might crack the bottom of that. But it's definitely not top 5.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, shit. Akame doing well for me.
Akame is... Yeah. I could see that getting into
only, that only one season, too? I'm like, yeah. This shit is... And if we're going to finish... I mean, we're going to get into that next
Not
time.
Not a lot of fat on that one.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we're reviewing on the next episode, actually. Akame Got Killed. Episodes 21 through 24. We're going to finish that season out, man. And if this ends the way it can end in a dope way, this could... I mean, it could crack my top 10. And it possibly... Possibly, because I mean, right now there's not a lot of fat on this show.
Yeah, not much.
Not a lot of fat on the show. They gave you one season, and they're not bullshitting. And clearly, we can see it's only one season because motherfuckers is getting smoked out.
Yeah,
ain't nobody gonna be left.
Honestly, yeah. it's gotten to the point where I'm kind of like, I want more episodes of this.
Yeah,
honestly, it's a great show.
So yeah, so we're reviewing Akame Got Killed, 21 to 24 episodes. The last episodes of the show. Any last word for y'all before we drop the handles and stuff like that?
Regarding Hunter x Hunter?
Yeah.
No,
I think I've said my piece.
Right. Well, watch Ice's overrated video on it. He did a special video particularly on that show. It got a lot of negative reviews. And see why it did. See if you agree with the negative reviews.
Some people... they turned off that dislike button. So.
There's no more dislike button
is
anymore.
No more?
Nah,
it's gone.
You could thumbs down it, but it doesn't show
it doesn't
how
do
many,
anything.
How many disliked it.
But the person can see it. The page... The person who pages
you. You can see, if we go on there, it'll show you, it'll say like it still has like 150.
I think I was at
dislikes.
Like 14K.
It wasn't
that bad.
It was a lot. But let's drop our handles. Brennan at Brennan Produces, or is it Brennan Produces?
Brennan Produces,
AKA Bitch Boy. Ice.
I just want to shout out. I don't necessarily gauge Gage, Mind Blown. I don't know if that's his name, but his Instagram handle is _ DISENGVGED. I don't know. Disengage? I don't know. Whatever that means, that's his handle. He showed us some love. He said something that he said that was funny. He said, besides Rob, you're my favorite person on the... He's talking to me. He's like, you're my favorite person on the pod.
Oh, that's very nice.
Outside of Rob, so I'm not your favorite person on the pod, then.
That's like one time I had a cousin that was just like, man, you're my favorite cousin on this side of the family, other than Nick. Nick's the only other cousin on that side of the family other than me. I was like, man, Brian, come on. What the fuck?
What the fuck? You said his real name?
Brian, what the fuck?
What the fuck, Brian? How can anybody be over Rob? So he said the only difference is with me is like, bro, you got to step off of One Piece. He says that he watched it 3 times, which
It'll
I don't know how that's fucking possible.
The entire it's impossible.
He said, no way.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
He came out the womb. He said, bro, you have to step off of goat. He called it Goat Piece.
That's what it's called. Yeah.
Literally the best piece of fiction I have currently read and watching.
Wow.
Rewatched it 3 times. Literally every time I catch up on episodes, I could be in my nostalgic bag, but literally I will be watching it till I pass.
Like, that's gotta be his job.
Yeah.
It's about that show. Like, yeah. That's to watch that whole show.
Three times. You don't watch any other anime.
I was gonna say, what else can you possibly
you
watch?
You don't have time for
There's
nothing
no
else.
Oh my
Unless
god!
Unless you have to binge from like when you wake up at like at 7 a.m. all the way until like
you're in the shower
366 hours watching it once. It's 1,000 episodes, right?
Somewhere around there. 1,000. Let's just flat it out at 1,000.
Yeah.
It's about 366 hours times 3.
How many?
That's 1,000 hours of watching One Piece.
Holy so, shit.
Which is divided by.
Honestly, 20. That's impressive.
How many days would that be, though?
45 days.
Woo!
So technically, that's probably not as bad as I thought.
That sounded a lot worse.
That's still a lot.
Still, like, no eating, though. That's 24/7 watching.
Oh, yeah, that's not. Yeah,
so
that's,
he could probably watch it once a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, if that's the only thing. I feel like that's the only thing.
If you dedicate 4 hours a day to One Piece, how long would that take?
It's a lot of math. We're probably a lot of math. I'm not doing that.
I saw him with the calculator. Thought he was ready.
I wouldn't even ask you to do that, man. That's crazy, bro.
But anyway, I think that's crazy.
That is crazy. But he said some very nice things about us. So thank you for doing that. I don't mean to.
You don't want to fall out from his favorite list.
No, man. No, you know what? It's really great that you're out there doing that, and I appreciate you.
Rob is fucking. You know what? Why not make your chain, bro?
Why not make it 4? Right, why not make it 5 times? You know, just keep watching that show.
Just keep going, Rob. What's your?
I got somebody to plug on Instagram. Check out Angie LP Art. That's ANGILP_art on Instagram. She seems to do some really like dope photorealistic color pencil paintings. I was checking out her page. Really cool stuff. She's got, a decent amount of followers. Check them out. Really cool artist on Instagram.
That's funny. I just thought about it too. The guy that I said, he said that he just started watching us and he's at Parasite. So he won't hear this shout out for a while. Yeah. He won't hear this shout out for a minute.
This is his Easter egg at the end. If he can stick with One Piece, he can stick with us.
Right.
Yeah. Come on, please. People hit me up and they were like, they've caught up to us fast.
Yeah.
Like some people be like, yo, I found you guy like 3 months ago and I'm caught up. I'm like,
damn.
What the fuck?
That's a lot of content.
Fuck.
I don't even want to listen to me that much.
They must be listening to us on like 2x speed or something like that.
They have
which I do time and a half. Sometimes I'll do 2x.
Well, a lot of people that I know, when they hit me up, they always say like either they have truck driving jobs or they have like
or they even in the
factory, they probably just throw their one earphone in and they're just listening to one earphone. If you're working like 8 to 12 hours a day.
Yeah, and if you're listening to it all day.
Yeah. You can just go through it.
Because we average about an hour or some change.
Have we broken 200 episodes or are we still at like 100 something?
We're still in the mid-hundreds. Yeah.
That's a good question.
While we're looking, Ice Dot McGowan on everything, I forgot to say that.
177 episodes.
177.
Oh, we're close.
So we'll be at 100 in a few months.
Ice McGowan on YouTube. We're doing a movie night this weekend with Helsing Ultimate.
Yeah, and Saturday, probably same time again, 9 a.m., will be Demon Slayer when it comes out. I don't know who's caught up on Attack on Titan. I might do that too. That shit has been giving me very, very a lot of emotions. Fucking Aaron might get the fucking one of the greatest character development awards. Like, this is crazy, bro.
Ah, man, I haven't seen this last week's, but I mean, it's been nuts. And I know Ice is still catching up, so I won't say any spoilers.
Yeah.
But like, this season's been pretty crazy.
Fucking nuts and
nonstop.
I've been doing my best to avoid spoilers, but we fucking posted a spoiler and I had to fucking close my eyes and like scroll.
I've been posting because on the show it's like I wanted to keep up with content and I try to give it a few days to go by beforehand. Sometimes I posted like a day after or something like that.
It's tough, man.
Yeah. It's tough, but like if anything, if you need to mute us for a second, just mute us.
I was just like, hey, what did we post today? Oh, because
Attack on Titan, since it's going to be coming to a close, I'm probably going to be posting what's been happening since it's been crazy shit happening.
Yeah,
and this the main character, bro. To see him. From where he starts to see him now, dog, it's fucking. I wasn't expecting it. I don't think anybody was, to be honest. So it's been a hell of a show. I think this show's been probably cracking people a lot of people's top fives. Kenan Baker on everything, man. I will be in Nashville with Tony. I believe the February 11th through the 13th, whatever that weekend is before Valentine's Day, and then a weekend after Valentine's Day. If you're in Miami, I will be in Miami. So come through, show up, let me know you're part of the animation gang, the animation squad, and I'll give you guys a free wristband. But make sure you say you're from the animation squad. You get a free wristband. We can talk a little bit. Wear some anime gear too, so you can stand out too. A lot of people,
prove it.
Yeah, now you ain't gotta prove it. But I've seen people have came to shows. All right, they don't be wearing the show on purpose.
What's our catchphrase?
Yeah. they'll be wearing a show. They'll be wearing a particular shirt or whatever the case may be, and then we get some love. But
Shout out to the Patreon. Shout out to Jason. He said he works 60 plus hours a week. Jason Ranger. So he listened to us. Shout out to Mike Hall. He's been with us, rocking with us for a long time. Mm. Euslin, we don't really agree with your 8400, but shout out to you, big dog.
Yeah.
Jamoni is in the chat right now. Shout out to him. Sticks, shout out to him. Spectacular Spider, which is a man that you guys don't want no smoke with in real life. Nope. Shout out to him as well. Yeah, shout out to everybody on the Patreon. We got more stuff coming for that ass.
Yeah. All right, y'all. So next week, y'all, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Animation. We outro.
And so anime was solved forever.